Once upon a time, in a village near Niš, in a wealthy family, lived Uljibisa, a young theologian who was preparing to become a monk. His wish was to become a monk in Tvardas, so he agreed with his parents to go on a trip to Tvardas so that the young child could be educated about religion with the help of a monk. They left late at night in order to be the first to arrive at dawn. Uljibisa was impatiently waiting to come to Tvardas and was jumping for joy in the car. The father, who was driving at the time, lost his concentration and stopped his son from rejoicing, saying, "All right, son, stop jumping." "But, Dad, I am looking forward to finally visiting a place where I will become a monk and dedicate myself to Christ." "I know, dear son, but come on, wait. We'll be late." "Okay, Dad, I hope I'll have a good time there." "He will, son, because wherever Bishop Athanasius stepped, the grace of goodness will always remain on his footprints." That brought a smile to Uljibisa's face, and he patiently waited for them to arrive in Tvardas. And that's when they arrived in Tvardas, and Uljibisa, full of smiles, met the monk Nektari, the most prominent priest of that monastery. He did not give birth, but he had many spiritual children behind him, among whom would later be young Uljibisa. Uljibisa followed Nektarios to the inn to talk to him about religion and the problems that plague the Orthodox faith. Uljibisa asked with pride in her eyes and happiness, "Father Nektarios, what problems do believers and clergy face the most these days?" And Nektarij, with his beautiful sounding lisp, began the story and preached to his spiritual son about ecumenism, which was one of the biggest problems of Orthodoxy at the time. "All of us true and true followers of St. Sava's teachings are facing big problems. The biggest problem and danger for us is ecumenism. It is a heretical teaching that aims to merge truth and heresy. Heresy and truth do not go together and never will. Unfortunately, the majority of our bishops, patriarchs, and priests no longer follow the teachings of St. Sava, nor do they remember how St. Vasilia Ostrosky saved us from conversion to Catholicism and how with his help we managed to preserve the image of our true Orthodox Church, nor how St. Abba Justin taught us about ecumenism as a heresy. And is everything that Nikolai Zicki and Justin Solijski said about it true? Everything that our two Chrysostoms, Bishop Nikolai and Abba Justin, said about ecumenism and their intentions is true, only that the people did not believe them and allowed themselves to drown in Latin lies. Would you ever bow to that? I would rather die than go to the Vatican and worship the Pope and the Latin heresy. Nor, if I were the Patriarch, would I give the blessing to any bishop and priest to receive rings, a pectoral cross, or anything from the Catholic clergy or to visit them. They themselves are aware that they have chosen the path of the true apostolic church of love and the path of saint. I would rather spend my whole life tied up in thorns than poison and betray my Serbian people and my holy Serbian church with heresy. What would you recommend as a remedy to the clergy who have bowed to it? Individual archbishops and presbyters are blinded by ecumenical teachings, but it is easy to put them back on the path if you pray for their return to St. Saul and the Apostolic Church of Christ. This is not an insult to the believers of the Roman Catholic Church, but to their priests and primarily the Pope. And after the sermon, Uljibisa, a guy who finished the seminary, wanted to become a monk. Nektarij then entered the church and held a matins, during which he organized Uljibisa's conversion into a monk. Nektarius gave him the name Spiridon, and then he became a hierodeacon and a hieromonk. The parents were at the vigil and congratulated their son for making his childhood dream come true. The parents returned to Niš, and Spiridon stayed in Herzegovina. Spiridon was commissioned by Nektarios to serve matins on Wednesdays and Fridays, fast days. However, Spiridon did not like the environment and wanted to go to the desert to taste the charms of asceticism. He settled in a cave, where he made a bed for himself, and Nectarius gave him some bread and water to have for the fat days. Spiridon was tempted by many devils, and one of them was Usid. Usid appeared to him in a dream where, like that fairy tale, he tempted him with various fortune-telling. Spiridon remained persistent. Usid pressed more and more, but in the end the Lord appeared and chased Usid away, saying, "Run away from here, evil USU. You don't give wheat to anyone, but you try these poor people." Usid got angry and started arguing with the Lord. "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of God?" "Many things, dear Usid, but please leave Spiridon and do not taste him. But give me another victim. I don't deserve it, but that's the only way I'll leave him." In front of the cave was a herd of pigs, and then the Most High said, "Go to those pigs." Usid left Spiridon and went to taste the pigs. The pigs then ran into Trebis and Jika on Usid's order and succumbed to their temptation. Spiridon bowed to his Lord and said to him, "Lord, forgive me, a sinner, because I worship you alone and I glorify you alone as the God of heaven and earth." Christ said, "My young servant, Spiridon, I will always be with you as I am with all the people of the world, and I will protect all people from every sin." And Spiridon spent 20 years in prayer. After 20 years, he returned to the monastery, and Nectarij became very old. The meeting between Spiridon and Nectarios was touching, and Nectarios began to cry because he saw his spiritual child after a long time. Through tears, he began to speak. "Spiridon, man of God, I am glad that you are here again with the brothers and that you have not forgotten about us. How can I forget, Father Nectarius? You taught me about the faith from the first day." Nectarius renounced his rank of archimandrite, but in order to give the cross, he had to ask the bishop to give Spiridon the rank of archimandrite. Bishop, 2 days later, as if Nectarios had been heard by God, he came to the monastery to serve. And the bishop's name was Justin. Justin was of a young stature, with a slightly shorter beard, and the panagia hung around his neck like saliva. Nectarij started talking to the bishop and then said, "Justin, my son, young bishop, there is a great priest here in the monastery, and his name is Spiridon. Before the service, listen to his sermon and decide for yourself whether he is worthy to be an archimandrite." Then Nectarius called Spiridon, and he stood beside Justin with great happiness and began to preach to him. Bishop was shocked and whispered to Archimandrite Nectarios, "Father Nectarij, he is worthy to be a bishop, more worthy than all in Herzegovina." The reverend then served the liturgy, and Spiridon received the rank of archimandrite. He held the rank of archimandrite for only one day, when he was ordained a bishop by the patriarch because he too had heard the story of the wise priest. First, Spiridon became Justin's vicar with the title of Bishop of Dubrovnik. Spiridon was loved by the Serbs there, but also by the Croats, which was strange for that time. As a vicar, Spiridon served until the end of his life. 5 years after his ordination, Spiridon fell ill with a serious and incurable disease. Bishop Spiridon was helped by his nephew Petr, who moved to Herzegovina for work. For 10 years, Spiridon fought like lightning until the moment when the disease won. On his deathbed, Spiridon uttered his vow and last words to his nephew. "My dear nephew, sweet Peter, your uncle begs you to honor my vow and go to the monks so that you can succeed me as Justin's vicar. Tell my people not to bow down to the Latins and Muslims and remain firm in their Orthodox faith. Dig me up in Tverdos, nowhere else. Even to spread the word about my miracles, don't dig up my body. Here, it's time to say goodbye. I see St. Peter with the keys. Goodbye, dear son." And Spiridon gave up his soul and gave it to the Lord. Petr began to cry in front of his uncle's bier and repeated through his sobs, "Lord, grant Spiridon the kingdom of heaven." He was buried with the highest honors next to his spiritual father Nectarios, who died while Spiridon was battling an illness. Both were celebrated, but not saints. The patriarch did not bother to proclaim them as saints because they themselves were opponents of quick canonization. And Petr set out to fulfill his uncle's vow and made the vicar eparchy of Dubrovnik better than ever. And to you, dear brothers, I command you to be faithful both in good and in bad, and consider yourselves the most unworthy, because the more unworthy you are on earth, the more worthy you are in heaven.